Good morning. Welcome to a Thursday morning. It's the 31st and final day of July. Welcome to it.
Oh, it's so sad. I'm not ready for back to school. I'm not ready to talk about pumpkin spice. Just zip it.
It's avocado day today.
Yes, so my favorite.
Avocado is your favorite?
Yes, because you know what you can make with avocados? Guacamole. Oh, yeah.
That's like saying it's...
What?
You like hamburgers on cow day.
Sure, that's fine.
We're celebrating the avocado, not things that are made with avocado.
So just the avocado by itself?
Yes.
That's fine?
Yes.
You could put some lime juice and salt and pepper on it. Just bite into it like an apple. It's fine.
It's also a chili dog day today and cotton candy day. Good morning. Three things you need to know this morning. Suspended Atlantic City High School principal Constance Days Chapman is accused of failing to report the alleged abuse of Mayor Marty Small and his wife, school superintendent LaQuetta Small, on their teenage daughter. Days Chapman is asking a court to consider dismissing the indictment against her, alleging several factual errors were made. Constance Days Chapman is due back in court August 11th for a pretrial conference.
Blame the heat. That's the story with the Route 30 drawbridge in Atlantic City. Officials say the heat is why the drawbridge in Atlantic City got stuck earlier this week for several hours, causing major backups. The bridge opened for a boat, and then it wouldn't close.
A state superior court judge issued an injunction against a Vineland gun shop that Attorney General Matt Platkin had accused of selling ammo to buyers without checking for proper documentation. The ruling is against Butch's Gun World. Platkin said the shop sold more than 1,000 rounds of ammo and other gun-related products to undercover investigators without checking for permits.
Your South Jersey weather for today, partly sunny, warm, and humid. High of 87, showers and thunderstorms likely this afternoon.
Mornings with Joe and Jana. Time now for Jana's Fangirl Update.
And we're talking about Dierks Bentley this morning, who couldn't be more excited for his longtime friend, Kenny Chesney. He's giving major props to him, saying nobody embraces their fan base like Kenny does. He called him a true mentor and couldn't be prouder of his upcoming induction into the Country Music Hall of Fame. The official ceremony is happening in October, and No Shoes Nation couldn't be more excited. That's evident all over social media. Everything we know about Kenny Chesney's Hall of Fame induction, it's up for you right now, catcountry1073.com. Make sure you check that out. Well, I know what I'm having for dinner tonight. Reba McEntire's secret BLT recipe from her Oklahoma restaurant. Well, it just got leaked, and foodies are absolutely thrilled. It's got a fancy garlic aioli made with olive oil, egg yolk, and some tomato paste. My mouth is watering already. Plus chopped bacon, basil, and lettuce on toasted cracked wheat bread. It sounds so great. It's a rare menu item at Reba's place, but now you can make it at home. Pickles and fries, optional, but definitely encouraged. We've got the recipe up for you right now on the Cat Country 107.3 app, the Jana's Fangirl Update.
It's Cat Country 107.3 Mornings with Joe and Jana Shibuzi, a bar song, Tipsy. That pretty much was the song of summer for last summer.
Yeah, I'd say that's true.
Our Joe and Jana question of the day today. We're going to start tackling this at 7:20 this morning. What's the song of the summer for this summer?
What's your jam?
What's been your favorite song this summer? 609-383-1073 or hit the message us button on the Cat Country 107.3 app. We look forward to hearing about your song and playing the song as well. Homegrown Zach Brown Band, Cat Country 107.3 with Joe and Jana. I'm going to be out and about today from 1 to 3. You're going to find me at the new Slingshot Brokers facility located on West Guardian Road in Vineland. Slingshot Brokers is a new packer, cold storage, warehouse, logistic facility for all the fresh produce they're growing in Vineland. They're seeking people to fill a lot of positions on first and second shifts, such jobs as production associate, line lead assistant, packer, shipping and receiving clerks, forklift operators, quality control. It doesn't say people who can talk in front of a microphone here, though. But maybe I'll apply.
Got
anyway.
It. Yeah.
It's called Slingshot Brokers. It's on West Garden Road in Vineland. I'll be there from 1 to 3 if you need a job or just want to come out. Cat Country 107.3, Mornings with Joe and Jana. Time now for your Cat Country Joke of the Morning. Brought to you by our friends at Bridgeton Auto Mall. Take advantage of family and friends discounts happening now at Bridgeton Auto Mall. Matt says he's on vacation in Stone Harbor. He said he's loved listening so far this week. Matt, we love you being there. Thank you.
Nice, thanks.
He sent us this joke. Man was forced to take a day off from work to appear for a traffic ticket in court. He grew increasingly restless as he had to sit there, wait hour after hour for his case to be heard. His name was finally called late in the afternoon. He stood before the judge only to hear that the court would be adjourned for the next day and we'd have to return the day after. What for? He snapped at the judge. The judge, equally irked by a tedious day and sharp questions, roared, $20 contempt of court, that's why. Mm. Then noticing the man checking his wallet, the judge said, well, it's all right, you don't have to pay now. The man said, well, I'm just looking to see if I have enough for two more words. Bally's Beach Bar for their big bikini contest. We're going to be there live on the air starting at noon. Bikini contest starts at 2. Lots of prizes in the bikini contest, including someone's going to win a trip for two to Napa Valley, California, all expenses paid.
Oh, that's so... I'm just jealous already. Great trip.
If you look good in a bikini, you can still enter at bellysac.com. Bellysac.com. Should be a lot of fun this Saturday on the beach in Atlantic City. Cat Country 107.3, Mornings with Joe and Jana. Time now for your Cat Country Dumb Story of the Morning.
Where are we going?
China. How many people can fit on one scooter? In China, the answer is apparently 6.
What? No, it's not.
Actually, 7.
Jeez.
3 men riding on the seat along with the driver, while one man straddled the front bumper, one sat atop the attached back compartment, and another stood on a foot peg.
Nice.
Please stop the scooter and all the people. 2 of the passengers were even so chill, they were enjoying cigarettes in the ride.
How do you... So they're not even, like, holding on.
It's Cat Country 107.3. We're Joe and Jana. We got a brand new Seize the Deal going live tomorrow morning at 9. It's for Twist Pretzels and Ice Cream in Lynnwood. Starting at 9 tomorrow morning, you'll be able to get a $50 gift certificate for just $25. All the details can be found at seizethedeal.com. Good morning. We're Joe and Jana. Here are 3 things you need to know this morning. Suspended Atlantic City High School principal Constance Days Chapman is accused of failing to report the alleged abuse of Mayor Marty Small and his wife, school superintendent LaQuetta Small, on their teenage daughter. Days Chapman is asking a court to consider dismissing the indictment against her, alleging several factual errors were made. Constance Days Chapman is due back in court August 11th for a pretrial conference.
Blame the heat. That's the story with the Route 30 drawbridge in Atlantic City. Officials say the heat is why the drawbridge in Atlantic City got stuck earlier this week for several hours, causing major backups. The bridge opened for a boat, and then it wouldn't close.
A state superior court judge issued an injunction against a Vineland gun shop that Attorney General Matt Platkin had accused of selling ammo to buyers without checking for proper documentation. The ruling is against Butch's Gun World. Platkin said the shop sold more than 1,000 rounds of ammo and other gun-related products to undercover investigators without checking for permits.
Your South Jersey weather for today, partly sunny, warm, and humid. High of 87, showers and thunderstorms likely this afternoon.
Cat Country morning birthday shout-outs start right now.
First, we got a shout-out, Zach Brown, who's got a birthday today. Zach Brown's 47 today, recently engaged, doing great in life. Happy birthday, Zach.
Zach Brown of Zach Brown Band.
Correct.
All right, happy birthday to Barb Simpson of K-Mac Courthouse. Barb is 63 today.
Go, Barb.
Josie Glassford of Dennisville is 6. Happy birthday, Josie.
Oh, Josie.
Luca Abadi of Ocean View is 1 year old today.
Oh, happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Luca. Luca Abadi. If we missed you, happy one to you as well. That's it, short list. Our birthday person of the day today, 6-year-old Josie Glass. Number 1 for New Country. Cat Country 107.3. Mornings with Joe and Jana. Welcome to a Thursday morning. We have a question of the day this morning we'd like your help with. What is the song of summer? What has the song of your summer been?
What's been, you? It comes on and you're like, yeah,
and we're talking,
summertime is
we're
here.
We're talking new songs, not hits.
Not right.
They've been around forever, but right. Favorite news, like last, we said last summer, the Shaboozy song.
That's like, that was for sure the anthem last year.
The year before that was probably,
like Last Night by Morgan Wallen, I would say.
Or, what's his name? The new guy.
The new guy?
With tattoos on his face.
Oh, Post Malone.
Post Malone.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. For sure.
So, what's your song of summer this summer? We'd love to know.
I'm proud of you for recalling all this.
609.
No, Joe.
Well, I couldn't remember his name. 609-383-1073. You hit the message us button on the Cat Country 107.3 app. We'll be playing some of your favorite songs of the summer so far this morning. Kieran Gormley says it's Dean. Heavens to Betsy. Cat Country 107.3. It's Joe and Jana. Our question of the day today. What's your favorite song of the summer so far? What is your song of summer? Kieran said that song. Here's another good one. Ray from Upper Township, Michelle from Summers Point, both said, Three Mornings with Joe and Jana. Earlier, our Joe and Jana question asked, what's your song of the summer? And Lynn from Egg Harbor Township said, that's her song for this summer.
That's a good one.
Tyler Hubbard and Park, so that's not bad. All right, let's get back to Cat Country Morning Trivia. On tap today, two tickets to see Walker Hayes. Fancy Like Applebee's singer going to be at Ocean Casino. Ovation Hall, great, just a great place to watch a show, by the way. Friday, August 22nd, you got two tickets for Walker Hayes when you win this morning. Here's the question. One out of three men say this is the most attractive thing a woman could have. You said, what did you say?
A smile.
Oh, a smile.
Pretty smile, yeah.
No, that's not it. That's not it. Hi, Cat Country.
Hi, is it a sense of humor?
Oh my gosh, that's right, you're a winner.
Oh my God, really?
Yes. Yes.
Oh, you're funny. What's your name?
Teresa.
Teresa, where are you from?
Galloway.
Teresa, you have won two tickets to see Walker Hayes. Congratulations.
Oh, awesome. Thank you so much.
You're welcome so much. So the best thing a woman can have to make her attractive is a sense of humor. A sense of humor.
Yeah, that tracks, I think.
We also would have included a big set of hits.
Don't you know I'd love to play around Dolly Parton's hits.
Said hits.
Dolly's hits are on the screen. Dolly's hits are everywhere.
Her hits.
Everybody knows Jolene.
She had some big hits.
And here you come again, water paper.
Cat Country 107.3 Mornings with Joe and Jana. I know you drink some energy drinks once in a while.
Yes.
I've seen you drink Monster and
you name it. I drink it.
Do you ever drink this Celsius stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've drank Celsius before.
The people who make Celsius also make High Noon, which is a vodka, yes. A vodka drink.
Mm-hmm.
And the biggest mistake that could possibly happen has happened.
Did they switch them?
Yeah.
No way!
High Noon is recalling some of their vodka drinks because they've accidentally, and their Celsius drinks, because they've accidentally mislabeled them and put the alcohol drink in the non-alcohol non-alcohol drink in the alcohol. So, beware if your kids come home and they're a little more loopy than normal.
It's not their fault.
That might be why. Joe and Jana, good morning. Good morning. We're Joe and Jana. Things you need to know this morning. Suspended Atlantic City High School principal Constance Days Chapman is accused of failing to report the alleged abuse of Mayor Marty Small and his wife, school superintendent Laquetta Small, on their teenage daughter. Days Chapman is asking a court to consider dismissing the indictment against her, alleging several factual errors were made. Constance Days Chapman is due back in court August 11th for a pretrial conference.
Blame the heat. That's the story with the Route 30 drawbridge in Atlantic City. Officials say the heat is why the drawbridge in Atlantic City got stuck earlier this week for several hours, causing major backups. The bridge opened for a boat, and then it wouldn't close.
A state superior court judge issued an injunction against a Vineland gun shop that Attorney General Matt Platkin had accused of selling ammo to buyers without checking for proper documentation. The ruling is against Butch's Gun World. Platkin said the shop sold more than 1,000 rounds of ammo and other gun-related products to undercover investigators without checking for permits.
Your South Jersey weather for today, partly sunny, warm, and humid. High of 87. Showers and thunderstorms likely this afternoon and evening.
Tree 107.3 Mornings with Joe and Jana. Time now for my favorite tweets from the last 24 hours.
Here we go.
There are five of them. Number one, can't. I'm in trouble with the wife. I had an opinion.
Well,
number two,
why?
Unfortunately, I have the paper towel habit of a much wealthier man. That's
yeah.
Me. Paper towels everywhere. Number three, my boyfriend and I are currently going through every closet in the home looking for a jacket of his I gave to Goodwill 6 months ago. Don't tell me relationships aren't hard.
Keep it going, Mama.
Number four, called in not particularly interested to work this morning. Yeah.
It be like that sometimes.
We're Joe and Jana. These are my favorite tweets. Last one, number five. This is my most favorite. Here it is. Flower Company. What if we sell it in a paper bag that's not bully sealed at the bottom?
Yeah, right.
Facility that's on West Garden Road in Vineland. Slingshot Brokers is a new packer, cold storage, warehouse, logistics facilities for all the fresh produce they grow in Vineland. They're looking for some motivated people to fill some job slots they have in first and second shift. Actually, they got a bunch of jobs available. So if you're looking for a job, looking for something better in life, this might be your in. I'm going to be there from 1 to 3. We'll have some Cat Country fun games and prizes. Hope to meet you. Again, that's Slingshot Brokers, West Garden Road in Vineland. And Bailey Zimmerman, Luke Combs, Cat Country 107.3. Mornings with Joe and Jana. Did you come up with a number? I should have come up with a number. How many books have you read in your lifetime? I tried to think about this, and as a kid growing up, my mom would drag my sisters and I to the library at least once a week, make us read books, and I read a lot of books as a kid, maybe 50 a year between the ages of 6 and 12. All right, so that's about 300, 350. Then in high school and college together, maybe 100 books. So that's maybe 450. As an adult, not as many books as I used to as a kid. Maybe 50 books I've read in as an adult. That's kind of embarrassing, I think. So maybe 500 books in my lifetime I've read. Maybe. Maybe. There's a guy who just died in Ohio. He's 92 years old. His name was Dan Pelzer. Throughout his lifetime, he wrote the title down of every book he read. He kept a notebook of the title of every book he read. Since he's passed, his family has actually made a PDF of all the titles of the books he read. You can check it out online. 92 years old. In his lifetime, he read 3,599 books. He tried to read at least 100 pages of a book every day of his life. Wow, that's something. How many books have you read? Again, my number probably around 500, and that might be guessing on the high side. He read in his lifetime 3,599 books.